Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin says China always puts the safety and efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines above everything. He was responding to a question regarding the research data from the Phase 3 clinical trials of the Chinese vaccines, saying that testing in multiple countries has gone well.
Chinese enterprises engaged in vaccine research and development have followed scientific laws and regulatory requirements throughout the process, and advanced the research and development of vaccines according to law and regulations while carrying out international cooperation.
The spokesperson says China has several vaccines undergoing Phase 3 clinical trials overseas with smooth progress. 100-year-old veteran and NHS fundraiser Sir Tom Moore has died from COVID-19. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Moore became a beacon of hope for the UK and the rest of the world during the pandemic.
Captain Sir Tom Moore was a hero in the truest sense of the word. In the dark days of the Second World War, he fought for freedom, and in the face of this country's deepest post-war crisis, he united us all. He cheered us all up, and he embodied the triumph of the human spirit.
Moore shot to fame after raising around $40 million for the National Health Service by walking in his garden during the first coronavirus lockdown. Among his accolades for his efforts, he was knighted by the Queen in a ceremony at Windsor Castle last year. The Palestinian authorities administered its first known coronavirus vaccinations after receiving thousands of doses from Israel. The Palestinian health minister acknowledged the donation alongside another from Russia of 5,000 doses of Sputnik. Mai Al-Kaila says the first doses will go to health staff.
Today we started vaccinating against the coronavirus. We received 2,000 doses, and as we planned, we began to vaccinate the medical staff working in intensive care.
Palestine hopes to acquire tens of thousands more doses in the coming weeks through a World Health Organization program. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city will reopen its available vaccination sites today after a major winter storm dropped more than a foot of snow across the city.
Health and hospital sites are open for vaccination today. They have been in touch with the folks who were scheduled. Obviously, hospitals and clinics are staying open all the time, no matter what. So they're able to continue vaccination today, which is great.
New York health officials say individuals who have existing appointments will have them rescheduled at the location they choose. Officials in Arizona say COVID-19 hospitalizations and confirmed new cases continue to drop in the state. The State Department of Health Services reported over 2,900 new cases and more than 200 deaths on Tuesday. Arizona has reported more than 765,000 people who've tested positive for the coronavirus since the start of the pandemic. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows that Arizona had the third worst COVID-19 diagnosis rate among U.S. states over the past week, behind Texas and South Carolina. The city of Rochester, New York, has announced the suspension of police officers seen on video pepper spraying a 9-year-old girl. A large crowd protested in front of Rochester Police Station on Monday, demanding action against the officers. The officers were seen last week in body camera videos scolding and restraining a distraught and handcuffed girl in the back of a police vehicle. They then pepper sprayed the crying 9-year-old in the face as she called out to her father. The police were responding to a report of family trouble when the incident happened. The city did not specify how many officers have been suspended, but the suspension is expected to last until an internal investigation is completed.